Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. This is my sexual road trip, and some of these things, you know, I want them the way I want them. Wait a minute now. Who said anything about putting anything in my ass? All of that attention and touching lavished on you? Oh, yes! Come and get me, please. That sounds really, really good. Okay, it's time to update the sex bucket list for year two sexual road trip. Gosh, last year, I did a lot. You know, it's funny. I was just thinking the other day, I mean, from where I started, I remember I was texting with Titanic and, you know, we were sexting and he said something about, you know, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm going to put my finger in your ass. And I was like, whoa, 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 wait a minute now. Who said anything about putting anything in my ass? And that's where I started. Now I'm like, oh yeah, I want a butt plug. You know, fuck me in the ass. I want DP. You know, I've definitely, it's just amazing what a year of concentrated, focused, good sexual goals will do to you. They totally change your perspective. So my horizons are broadened. Now, that being said, there's still some things that I didn't get around to, so that's fine because, you know, it keeps the doors open and, you know, allows me to be spontaneous and still have some, you know, goals to reach for. But the one thing that I didn't do last year, which is kind of surprising, is I did not do a single threesome. I did not do a male-female-male. I did not do female-female-male, you know. Let's just start with the two guys on me. I mean, God damn it, that I want. Yes, come and get me. I mean, all that attention. Listen, this is my sexual road trip. And some of these things, you know, I want them the way I want them. And the thing about two guys is, oh my gosh. I mean, all of that attention and touching lavished on you. Oh yes, come and get me, please. That sounds really, really good. Not to mention, I'm so curious about what it's like to have two cocks in me at once. I don't think I'm adventurous enough to do the DVP, right? The double vagina penetration. But as I've learned, you just never say never. You know, where I start this year, who knows where I'll end up, but you know, I'm totally up for it. But I can tell you right now, I worry about getting stretched out. That's what I worry about. That just seems like a vag stretcher, and I don't quite want that. So, but two guys, yes, two fucking hot, tall guys just fucking the shit out of me. Oh, yeah. Yes, I've got to make that happen this year. So it's kind of, it's up there. That's why I'm starting with it. It's at the top of my list. The female, female, male. Now, as many of you listeners know, I've sort of struggled with this. I don't know why. It's really strange. I can be totally in the mood for it, and just thinking about it gets me really, really turned on. And I'm like, yes, 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 that's what I want. Or I'm looking at images of that, you know, like on Tumblr and things like that. You know, posting those in my, you know, pictures of male, female, female interactions, and I'm getting, you know, turned on, excited. I'm like, oh yeah, that looks good. But as I've said before, I still want all that attention on me. So the first time I do it, I really want it to be about me, the focus, you know, the female focusing on me, the guy focusing on me. I know it's selfish, but hey, it's how I want it. I want to experience it at least once. I still am squeamish about going down on a girl. Never done it. It doesn't really float my boat. the thought of it. Now, again, as I started this, last year, don't stick your finger in my butt. Now I'm like, please, what can we stick in my butt? So I'm totally changing and becoming way more open. So you never know. Which brings me to my number two item, which I mentioned before, I would like to have just a girl-on-girl interaction. No guy there. I really want to go for it. I think I'd first need to toe dip. I don't know. You don't know the way it would go. I was thinking, okay, I toe dip with my threesome with another girl. And then I thought, maybe it would be easier. See, I just have this hold up about actually being with a woman. Maybe it would be better if some girl just broke me in, you know, and then I could bring a guy and I'd be totally comfortable. So I don't know, but let me tell you what I have been getting excited about lately, thinking when I think about being just one-on-one with a woman. Again, I don't mind touching her and, I'll do my best to get her off. Let's put it that way. But still about going down, I'm a little, I don't know about that. I don't know if I want to eat a pussy, but I don't mind, putting my fingers in you. I don't mind, rubbing your clit and doing all that good stuff, using a vibrator on you, whatever you want. But here's the thing that I've been getting super excited about when I think about just being straight up with a woman is her fucking me with a strap on. Or I saw this thing. It's kind of like a double dildo, but it hooks into one of the females. It hooks into her pussy. It's the shorter end of it. And then it's got, the longer part that one of the girls is fucking the other girl with. Now, but there's nothing strapping it in, but it's basically, I would assume it's sort of hooked on your pelvic bone or probably touching your G-spot. That would probably feel pretty good. I don't know. So that's really kind of interesting. I'd love to play with that toy. But again, I would need a girl that's really feminine. I basically want to fuck myself. I want a girl that looks like me. You know what I mean? I don't think I'd want a really, really young female. That doesn't do it for me. And I don't want short. I don't like short anything. I want the girl to be at least as tall or, maybe 2 inches shorter. And that's about it. And I want her to be pretty and I want her to be sexy. And, I think I judge women a lot more harshly, not judge, but I mean, as far as, who would I get in bed with them? Because I really don't, I'm really more looking, not having had any experiences with women. I think I'm just more looking for the outward physical at first to kind of get me going. I need that mental stimulation if I'm going to actually go there one-on-one. If it was something I got into, I'm sure I'd be more, like I am with guys. It's more, be drawn in by the personality. It doesn't always have to be like, I look across the room and go, whoa. But for my first, if I did, a one-on-one with a girl, I'd want to have a crush, a girl crush, as I call it. I want to have little stars in my eyes, be excited, like that girl's hot. So yeah, if I can't do it that way, I'm not sure it's going to happen. But again, sometimes the way I think it's going to go isn't always the way it does end up going, but it's always fun. So I just think that, yeah, I'm willing to put that kind of a one-on-one girl thing on my sex bucket list and just try it out, see what happens. The next thing is one that I've always had is totally just dominating a guy, telling him what to do, edging him. I love fucking edging a guy. I like to tease. I just love to make a guy miserable with wanting me. If I know you want me bad, trust me, my naughty self is going to take over and I'm going to take advantage of that. That's going to make me feel powerful and I'm going to use that against you mercilessly in ways you never even thought of. So I'm a big tease. I love to tease. But I also like, you know, like the idea of just being totally in control, where it's all about, you know, me controlling his pleasure. And he's there for my pleasure. And I get to decide whether or not he gets any satisfaction that day. And maybe he does, and maybe he doesn't. I don't know. Depends on my mood. Depends if I'm feeling generous or not. Or maybe I don't think it's in his best interest to have an orgasm that day. So I'll just deny him until he's really, really dying for it. I'd also love to make a guy watch me be fucked by another guy. So that, you know, I guess submissive guy, I really want him to watch me just get the shit fucked out of me by some totally dominant, strong, sexy, hot, tall guy just taking over. I think that would be really hot. I don't know why, but yeah, I just love that. I'd love him to have to watch and just be looking at me and as I'm made to come over and over by someone else. That to me is hot. So I'm still going to try to squeeze that one in. And then, of course, let's flip to the other side of that coin. I am still totally into the BDSM stuff. But as I said before, I think what I really want to do is go a little deeper. I mean, I just scratched the surface, and there's so many different levels and so many different ways to go. I'm really more interested in the, I guess, the passionate end of it, the really just, and the dark end of it, the darker side, the heady side, where your mind is just fucking blown. And yeah, I mean, I just kind of want somebody to just take over and really push my limits and help me kind of go farther than I ever have physically and emotionally and mentally. That's the trick right there. I can't get all of those three the way I want it unless it's the right person and they have to have basically mental control of me. That's really hard to do. Really, really hard to do. But that's the reason that I want it. I do want to give that up. I do want to surrender that and just let it take me. But that's like breathing to me, trying to stay in control. So letting that happen on a really deep level is going to be a challenge, but I really want it. So I'm going to try to find that. And I think I can. I think it'll be so fucking hot, though. I mean, God, the blogging that'll come out of that, Jesus. I can't wait. I'm already, oh, yeah. So the next thing is sex parties. I didn't do any of those last year. I know I wanted to, but I think it'd be really hot to watch other people fuck and then have other people watch me and someone else fucking. And, you know, maybe they'll be touching me. Maybe they'll join in. Maybe not. Maybe it'll just be totally, you know, a voyeur thing. I don't know. But that whole, you know, exhibitionist stuff. Oh, yeah. I think it's hot. And I want to do it. So I mean, shoot. And I live in a place where that stuff is so, I mean, that stuff's going on all the time. I really just need to find somebody that wants to go, which isn't hard to do. I've got plenty of volunteers, and go. So I think I better get on that. That's, I mean, shoot, that could happen any weekend of any month, you know, those are ongoing. So I got to jump in with that one. The next one is, I still have my rape fantasy. Now, I'm sure everybody just cringed when I said that, or a lot of people did. I can't tell you how much pushback and emails and just, you know, questions that I got about that, just mentioning it. I know it's taboo, but people, let's just, you know, comment here. This is a fantasy, and it's basically a consensual role play between two people who have an understanding of, you know, what the limits are and, you know, what's okay and what's not okay. But what that, I can't tell you how, quite frankly, appealing that is to me, how, I've been thinking about it a lot lately. And I actually think I've got a couple fantasies just floating around in my head. I'm just going to blog about them. It's been a long time since I blogged about, you know, put any little fantasies out there. I think I'm going to throw this one out there as edgy and as touchy a subject and topic as it is. I think I'll put it out there anyway, but the thought of, again, I think it's someone forcing me to, you know, pushing me to my limit, just taking over, taking control of me from someone who's just so in control of a lot of stuff and doesn't allow anybody to push my boundaries or make me feel uncomfortable. You know, I just don't allow that. So this would be something where I have no say. I don't get to say no. You know, I'm just forced into a position where I got to go along with someone else's program. I have to be responsive to them. So that's what about, you know, that's what's just so hot about that to me. And, you know, and me doing my best to struggle to keep them off of me and not, you know, having it be a battle of the wills and actually having me lose that battle. That's what I want. Fucking A, I don't know why. I know that sounds crazy, but yeah, I almost feel like that might be the biggest relief of my life, you know, being able to have that moment of just knowing I'm powerless and accepting it. That right there is what I want. That I'm powerless and someone else is in control and they're just going to take what they want. Oh, man. Whew, getting hot just thinking about it. All right. But again, before I roll off that, I want to say one more time so that people don't get their panties in a bunch. This is a role play. This is not, I don't want some stranger, you know, jumping me on the street. No. No, this is going to be a role play between two adults who have some boundaries, and I'm just going to see where it goes. Okay. Now, this next one's kind of strange, jumping right off of the rape fantasy to this one. I would like to have more intimate sex. So I talk about all these different types of sex I want to have. Like, I want to have the rough sex. I want to have the, you know, voyeuristic, where people are watching me, you know, performing, blah, blah, blah. I want intimacy. I want to be able to have somebody that I'm comfortable with, where I can go deep with them emotionally. Now, that doesn't mean I'm looking for a one-on-one. That just means that there's some trust there. And I can have very sensual, intimate sex with them and feel safe about it. Not worry that, just be comfortable with that thought and touching that way and looking at someone that way. And, you know, it's something that I usually avoid, and I've had to avoid because of what I'm doing, because I'm seeing multiple people at the same time. I'm not in a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. And you have to, in order to keep things, happy-go-lucky and fun, and you know, you got to kind of keep it on the surface. That's been my point of view. I'm up for being wrong about that, but you know, I think it keeps it more manageable. It keeps problems and complications that don't need to be there, you know, at bay. But I am really wanting to, again, because this is pushing a boundary and this is expanding my horizon, I'm wanting to have it be more intimate, and be more vulnerable, which again, I don't, you know, not always like that, but it's one thing if I'm vulnerable because somebody's forcing it and they're taking it from me. That's sort of my chicken shit way of being vulnerable. That allows me, like, I had to do it that way. I had to do what they wanted me to do. I, you know, whatever it is, right? I had to let that guard down and just submit to what they're requiring of me. The intimacy is more hard because I have to, they can't force that. I mean, I have to volunteer it. I have to actually willingly go there and be in the moment and experience all of that and feel it and be okay with it. So that, though, I really want to do. I feel like I need to do that. So God, I wish I was still seeing BE. He'd be perfect for that. He is the perfect guy for that. Maybe I'll see what he's up to. Maybe he's not in his one-on-one anymore. Oh, anyway, dang, he would be great for that. Okay. The last thing I want to do more, and this is kind of a BE's alley too, is I want to have more anal sex. Going back to where I started with, when I was mentioning, you know, Titanic wanting to put his finger in my butt, and I was like, while we were fucking, and I said, I'm not doing that. wait a minute, buddy. What are you talking about? Let's just slow your roll here. I had no idea how much I'd like that. And when he was doing that, he was pushing down on his cock, so it was rubbing against my G-spot more. It was, yeah, good. Good stuff. And then this past year, you know, I've had a little more anal play, anal sex, and I'm kind of starting to warm up to it. The last time I had it, it was really good. And I was just like, whoa, what was that? I mean, it was really good. So there's something there. I got to keep exploring and experimenting more with that. And I do want to get a butt plug. I really do want to get a butt plug. So that's on my list too. So, you know, I like to talk about my vagina. I usually don't mention my butt. There we go. There's some love and props to my butt. I'm going to get it a butt plug so it gets some attention. That's it for the sex bucket list this year. Keep listening. And, you know, as always, thank you so much. I've got more podcasts coming, and I hope to get your questions and comments and add those to my Q&A. All right, there you have it. Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend and make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.